It's Erin.
And Nicole.
Welcome
to Dude That's Fucked Up,
a podcast
for your ear holes and your buttholes.
All right. I just am picturing somebody putting an AirPod in their butthole. I also call AirPods AirBuds. Anybody else call them that?
I don't know.
Probably not. I don't know.
Because it's like earbuds, AirPods, AirBuds.
AirBuds.
And then it's like...
You remember the movie with the golden retriever that played basketball?
Totes.
Okay.
I feel like that movie was full of jock jams.
Oh, let's get the soundtrack.
Oh my God. The AirBuds soundtrack. Fucking Grammy award winning shit right there.
You know what? Jock jams are a genre of music that I feel like doesn't get enough respect or play.
Yeah, that's fair. No, well, it's not a thing right now. But maybe with that cheer show on Netflix, it'll come back. Yeah.
Ugh, love jock jams.
Oh, yeah.
Well, any business?
No.
Okay. Go to the website, dtfupodcast.com.
That's always a business. We have a Patreon.
We have a Patreon.
If you're like into that or whatever.
Patreon.com/dtfupodcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Cool.
Yeah.
Check that shit out. Anything fucked up this week?
I have one that might be a good segue.
Well, I think my fucked up is just the research that I did for this episode.
Yeah, this is going to be a fucked up episode.
I'm in a bad headspace right now.
Yeah, I was just like getting to the end of these notes and was like, I'm going to have nightmares tonight for sure.
I was just like reading and reading and I was like, I can't anymore. I can't do this.
No, I know. Well, I mean, I think we'll minimize stuff. I don't want to go over all the gory details.
No.
People might like that, in which case I would refer you to other podcasts, and we'll talk in a second. That's like a really fun one and also like gets into the minutia.
Uh-huh.
So we'll just skip over that part and just try and keep it fucked up light.
Yeah. It's fucked up. Mm-hmm. Everything, you know, the world is fucked up.
Yeah.
And there's real things that are on a spectrum of fucked up. And this is like the real fucked up shit.
Yeah, totally.
Like this shit really happened. And it's not fun.
No, it's not fun.
It's hard to make jokes about this topic.
Excuse me.
So,
therefore. It's clearly physically upsetting me. You're not going to get any McCorgs in this episode.
McCorgs? Yeah, this is a intense episode. So
if you're squeamish or like easily upset, it might not be for you. But if you like that stuff, which I think we have a large, if this is a Venn diagram, most of our audience sits in the they like this stuff. Yeah. So
maybe you've been waiting for us to cover something this fucked up for a while and you're like, when does this shit get good?
Oh my God.
These fucking bitches.
Yeah. All right. We can only take so many butthole jokes.
Yeah. Come on.
Where's the murder? Where's the grime?
Yeah. This is it.
Yeah.
It's happening.
Oh my God.
Get ready.
Well, my fucked up thing is relevant to all this, but I just found out today that the show Mindhunters?
Yeah.
Which is so good. And season 2 was so good. It's on Netflix. Maybe it'll come back, but I think the director is just like too busy right now, and like the writer or whatever, the creator, he's just like too busy. Ugh. So he's like, I can't really do this right now. So they released everyone from their contract. So it's sad, but maybe they'll come back. But this is going to be, so we're in the 70s. That show's about like FBI psychological profiling. That comes in at the end of this. It's all around the same time.
Yeah.
It's about fucked up serial killers. Today's episode's about a fucked up serial killer.
One of the most fucked up serial killers, I think.
Yeah. Well, it's hard to say. He was very gross, but he didn't kill as many. Like, there's like more prolific serial killers, right?
So this guy, we're talking about Richard Chase.
Yeah.
The Vampire of Sacramento.
Oh, my God.
Ugh. So he was like a hybrid spree killer and serial killer.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
This man. Whew. I'm gonna take a drink real quick.
I just took a big...
Big gulp.
A big gulp. I don't know why that's funny. It's because we're drinking like super nice wine. I want to just put a straw in it.
Yeah.
Chug it.
Yeah.
One of those twirly straw, like the loop-de-loop ones.
Yeah. A little sippy straw.
Yeah.
Man, you guys. Okay, just before we get into this, mm-hmm. I just want to say.
Yeah.
We don't really talk too much about true crime, I feel like. I mean, we do. We have like a broad spectrum of things that we talk about.
It's not our focus.
Not our focus. We never want to limit ourselves.
Yeah.
Today we are talking about a serial killer that I do believe many podcasts have covered.
Sure.
And we're just, this is our take on it.
Yeah. And it was, this is a good reminder that like we do keep track of everything that everyone pitches us mm-hmm. ever, like via email, via the website, via Facebook Messenger, via the Facebook group. Like uh-huh. if you pitch us a topic, we always write it down.
Mm-hmm. We save it in our Slack.
Yeah.
And we refer to it.
As needed.
As needed. Yeah. Yeah. Whenever we're like, we need a topic, mm-hmm. we'll pull one out of the suggested topic
yeah.
Channel that we have.
It's like a fucking suggestion box.
It's great. So anytime you have a pitch for a episode,
yeah.
send it our way. Because this happens to be one that yeah. I think a lot of people have suggested, actually. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that being said. We're getting into it. We're going to yeah. talk about this shit.
Yeah.
And it's going to be disturbing.
Yeah.
We're going to not talk about a lot of details
no.
Of the murders because, you know what?
I don't care about that part. No. Honestly, that's the gross part and it makes me have a chicken skins up my back and I don't like
If you
that.
Want the details, there's, like I said, a million podcasts that have covered this that would be more than happy to share those details with you.
Oh my god, special shout out to Last Podcast on the Left,
because the best.
Oh, the best. The they have a two-part episode on this serial killer and both are very funny but very dark also, but you know they do such a good job on like their research and all that stuff. Also shout out to Wikipedia who helped keep me in check, keep me sane when I was like I can't handle these details anymore. I just like go over to Wikipedia and it's a little quick summary and I don't have to read the gross stuff. Yeah. And that's nice.
And then for me I'm following along a timeline on maamod.asp.radford.edu. This is a Department of Psychology like summarized timeline that one of the students did, I believe.
BUTTHOLE.HERFF.CHUD.net.
Clownpenis.fart. yeah. There's so much information out there, so many podcasts yeah. that you can go, you know, if you're like, fuck this shit. I yeah. don't want to talk about I don't want to hear these bitches talk about this.
Well, listen, the topic's going to be like not original and maybe it's one you've heard before, but the jokes are going to be fresh, bitch, because that's how I roll.
Okay.
And that's how you roll.
That's right.
Fucking we're making our own jokes. We have our own insights. We have our own thoughts. So stay tuned for those.
Yeah. Are you ready?
You might already know the story, but we got the fresh jokes.
We got it.
I'm ready. Let's do this.
Let's get into it. Woo! The Vampire of Sacramento.
Fucking, I'm calling him a Sackpire. He's a Sacramento vampire. Fucking bring those two words together. He's a Sackpire.
It sounds like a vampire that only sucks blood from ball sacks.
I love it. Honestly,
anytime
that should
I think
be a thing.
Of Sacramento, I only think of ball sacks.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Because people call it sack town. Because it smells like a sack. No, I don't know. It's great. Sacramento's great. I think it's because it's short. Yeah, okay. It's great. It's because it's the shortened word, but you can't help but think of a fucking smelly sack.
Yeah, that's true. Or a hacky sack, which is worse. I don't know.
I don't know. Follow the white people dreads. That's what's worse.
God. All right. Let's start.
Okay. Yeah, we haven't even started. We're ready.
Okay, Richard Chase. He was born.
Yeah.
Oh, unfortunately. In May of 1950.
Okay. Cool. In Sacramento.
Richard Trenton Chase. Mm-hmm. Born in Santa Clara County, California.
Sure.
Great. He was started out fine, it seems like, but then by the time he was 10, some shit started going off the rails.
I don't know if he was ever fine, you know what I mean?
No,
it's
yeah.
like, yeah, he, around the age of 10, they found out that he already hit the McDonald trait Powerball. Bam, bam, bam! Bow, 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 bow. which means that he was wetting his bed, torturing animals.
And setting fires.
And setting fires.
So the McDonald triad is like there's typically three things that, and those are the three things. Like and, if you have all three of those, it's like, well,
you're a serial killer.
Something's wrong.
It's more like if you're a serial killer, you most likely have those things. Mm. I don't know that everybody who has those things is a serial killer. Fair, it's one of those things.
It's a question on the LSAT.
So. Yeah. Use your reading comprehension. You really got to suss that out. You know what I mean? It's this is this, but this is not this. It's like a fucking tricky Jeopardy question or some shit.
Exactly. Oh, yeah, something was happening when he around 10 years old. This is all bad, big red flags. And he also, I guess, started smoking weed at a pretty young age.
Oh, no.
Which, your brain's still developing. We've talked a lot about this.
Yeah. You don't want to slow things down. Mm-mm. You want them to go at the normal rate. Mm. But, yeah, he got into some drugs too early. And
take vitamins, not drugs, kids.
I don't know. Drugs are bad.
And so then he was having some issues. His family also was having some issues. Like
it
was
divorce?
Yeah, his parents, I think they got divorced a little bit later, but they were always fighting.
Oh, okay.
And like by 1950s standards, like I guess his dad was kind of an asshole. I don't know if he was like super abusive, but by 1950s standards, like
who's like of to the say? Time. Like didn't say I love you probably and like wasn't like super like there.
Yeah, no, he was just like you should be normal. And that was like
the pressure that was you don't want.
Yeah. And it was like, well, what's normal? And like this kid probably could have used some early childhood development, interventions.
Yeah.
But nobody knew what the fuck anything was in the 50s. So
also, who knows if it would have even helped? You know what I mean?
True.
Like there was already a lot of things going on.
Well, he definitely would have been on medication. He definitely would have seeing a therapist. Yeah. So, but back then, no such thing. And if you were seeing a therapist or taking medication, it was a huge, huge stigma, huge issue.
Yeah.
Families did not do such things back then. Nobody was proactive. Nobody was helpful. So he's just trying to muddle through a childhood and teenagehood and
the angst
and you know things are rough as they are as
it's the 60s
as it is and I think he starts experimenting with other drugs rather not just pot he's
like psychedelics and shit
getting into acid and whatnot
that'll fuck your shit up
if you already are predisposed to some mental illness might not be a good idea to break your brain anymore. That's why I won't do psychedelics. I'm scared that
like I'll just completely rewire and never be the same.
Yeah.
That's my thing too.
I already have like, I have brain things happening that I don't need. It's like poking a bruise or something. I don't know. I don't know what the fuck happens. Your brain is very powerful. You don't want to fuck with it.
No. And I don't want to. How awful would it be to do something and then completely, like, change the course of your brain.
Yeah.
And then you're like, fuck, I could have just not done that and been okay.
Yeah.
But also, on the other hand, people say, like, if you've done acid or, like, psychedelics, sometimes your mind can open up in a way that you never knew was possible in a positive way.
In a positive way.
But who's to say?
Who's to say?
I'm not going to chance
There's
it.
There's a 50-50 chance. I'm not. Yeah.
I'm good.
I'm good. I feel like my brain's pretty open.
Yeah.
So stuff is already, it's not good, not great. He's it's starting to become clear that he cannot really be on his own.
Yeah. And that becomes clear when he starts saying that he's a walking corpse.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm a dead person. And his parents are like, no.
You're literally alive.
Oh, no.
That's not
good.
What's
this fresh hell that we had to deal with?
They, like, keep finding, like, animal corpses.
Oh.
And their house has almost been burned down several times.
Oh, my God.
And then they're like.
And they have to fucking change his piss sheets every night. And they're like, you're 17, man.
Yeah. He thinks he's got all kinds of stuff happening. And this goes back to one of our earlier episodes, the Cotard Syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
Which we did an episode on. I think it was
108. Yeah, it was episode 108, and we called it "I Be Dead People." That's a Sixth Sense reference. You're welcome.
Oh, hi, Betty Frank.
Didn't know I show up, did you?
We need the levity so bad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm going to be taking a lot of quick little pit stops.
Yep, yep.
Just to not be so upset by this.
A lot of palate cleansers. Yeah, so he most definitely had Cotard syndrome.
Yeah.
Or, I don't know, maybe not a full-blown case, but he definitely had,
yeah,
had something
I
happening.
Think they've, like, post-diagnosed him with that.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, oh, based on, like, all these things he was saying and doing, it's,
well, 'cause it
aligns.
It's pretty rare, and yeah, yeah. I don't know that very many people were diagnosed with it.
No.
Especially in the 50s.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he has, he's starting to develop some severe mental health issues.
Yeah.
And nobody's doing anything about it, really. They're just, like, everybody's trying to get along. And then stuff starts going off the rails a little bit.
Oh, my God. Well, he thought his bones in his head were moving around.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, yeah, like, oh, my bones in my skull are moving from the front to the back, side to side, left to right, two hops this time. Clap your hands.
Everybody, clap your hands. Well, yeah, he started getting into trouble, like, at school. And
yeah.
He got arrested for possession of weed. And then he, after he graduated high school, which amazingly he did. He enrolled in the American River College, and he maintained, like, okay grades. He got, like, C's. C's get degrees, kids.
Oh, ain't that the truth?
And he was always doing drugs, like, all through college, mm-hmm. or through that time.
Through his early,
like,
development.
Yeah, like, yeah. 18 to 21 years old, he was doing lots of drugs.
Yeah. Well, maybe sooner, but then he was, like, for sure.
Yeah.
He was, like, yeah, full really blown. Into it. Yeah.
And then he was, like, like I said, he started getting in trouble a little bit with the law.
Yeah.
And so he started seeing a psychiatrist because he had erectile dysfunction. Now, this is a thing that had plagued him for a very long time. I think he was in high school, like, he had friends.
Yeah.
In college, he had friends, and he was, like, had a, you know, decent social life. And he was also hooking up with girls. Like, girls were like, hey, what's up? You're
yeah.
cute. But he was not able to perform. Like, his dick was not working.
Yeah.
And so it was all going hand in hand with this mental health struggle that he was going through.
Yeah.
Now, if we stopped right here and said, okay, he went to a psychiatrist, got help for his whatever issues.
Yeah.
All
of the issues.
All the issues,
above, A through D.
Then great.
Yeah.
But that's not what happened.
Oh.
He was briefly seen by a psychiatrist. There was all kinds of other stuff going on that the psychiatrist was not able to handle. They were like, you got a lot more going on than just erectile dysfunction. Like, I mean,
who's supposed to handle it if not the psychiatrist?
I don't know, but I guess they were like, you got this, this, and this happening, and tried to, like, refer them to, you know, him to do more things.
Yeah.
You know,
not into it.
Not into it.
He's a fucking teenager. Like,
yeah.
Of course he doesn't want to do all that stuff.
No, that was, like, around when he was 18. Mm. And this is, you know, this is the 70s or the late 60s.
Yeah, late 60s.
So nobody's really into this. Nobody
yeah.
wants to talk about it. It's a miracle that he even went to a psychiatrist at all.
Yeah. Well, and his dad was probably like, you don't need to be seeing that nut doctor or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
Like, who knows?
But I think it was bad enough, like, at home and in society, like,
yeah.
him being in the world was like, this is a ticking time bomb. Like, his
yeah.
parents knew, and they were like, okay, we need to figure this out. So
he had like a fucking lethal cocktail of, like, upsetting issues that just were, like, compiling.
Yeah.
And he was just clearly, I mean, if he wasn't being treated for them, they're just, like, festering, you know?
Yeah. There was, and it's like his parents knew that there was something was off, and they did not know how to fix it. They thought just going to a psychiatrist, it would be like, bing, bang, boom, we're done. Like, and that was not the case. Like, you actually have to put in work when there's this much happening with a person.
It's like one thing for like, if Jack a year from now, when he has like a better grasp of language, was like, I'm dead, you'd be like, haha, that's funny. But like 15 years from now, if he was like, I'm dead, you'd be like, hey,
let's talk about this a little
more. We need to, we're going to go to a doctor today and just like, do some tests.
I mean, and that's the thing. It's like, nobody really knew how mental health worked.
And people don't want to admit to it. I mean, like, you see the same shit with like Dylan Roof and all these people who later in, you know, the 2000s and shit are doing these awful fucked up things, and their parents are like still coddling them and don't want to admit that there's a problem. And it's like, well, if you're not, if you, the person who's closest to this kid, isn't going to help them, things are going to get fucked up.
Well, and it's like, at the time, these people were in a place where they could do something. Yeah. I think there's a lot of like privilege behind the like, the idea of getting help. Like, a lot of people just aren't able to access it. And that is because of the stigma that has been built up for so long, on so many levels behind mental health. So, so this is a just red a barrel of red flags are building up here for this kid.
Oh my God.
And then, you know, he reaches 21.
Yeah.
He moves into a house with a bunch of roommates.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, when you're 21 and you're living with a bunch of dudes, it's disgusting. Like, everybody's gross. Everybody's just like a mess.
Well, also, he was just like doing a ton of drugs. I think he was selling drugs. Mm-hmm. And so it's just like,
who's to say, you know, what the.
Yeah, you just like, oh, everything's probably normal. This is just like a guy who just like has been on a bender for 3 days. Of course he hasn't showered. Of course he's kind of stinky and weird. His brain, he's like frying his brain, and he's probably high right now. And like, you know, people let that shit slide.
Yeah, but
I've been in some fucking gross houses, dude.
Oh, same.
Our friends all lived together in college.
Dude.
And I went on a road trip with some other friends up to their house, and it was just a bunch of dudes living in a house. It was probably okay, but like today, would I go in there and stay the night there? No. But was I staying the night there and like definitely doing it with one of the guys? Yeah. And I didn't flinch.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And but today, well, I did kind of flinch after. I was like, oh, was this a good idea? Dude. I don't want to poop here.
I had a boyfriend who was essentially homeless in college. And when he finally moved into a apartment, I use quotes.
Air quotes.
It was a basement that should not have been any sort of a dwelling.
Yeah, like fire codes.
And three dudes lived in there, and the ground was perpetually wet, and it smelled so fucking bad in there.
Ew.
And I definitely had sex in that basement apartment. Like,
Yeah. You had to. That's where you have sex. I lived for about a 5-month period, because I couldn't stand it any longer than that, with two other girls in a 1-bedroom apartment. All of our beds were in the same bedroom.
Oh my God.
It was, granted, we were girls. Our apartment didn't smell gross.
Yeah.
But like,
just a lot of Victoria's Secret body spray.
Mm-hmm. Love spell. Uh-huh. It worked. And
everybody came under a spell when they walked in that apartment.
But there were nights when we'd all start farting in the one room, and there's no like fucking open window. No. You know what I mean? And we're just like farting into our old, like, we weren't washing our sheets as much as we should have probably. Things are gross. You're young. You don't know. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. It's like everything kind of melts into a like a pudding of college. That's, you know, a
fucking pudding.
You know, so
no, that's the best description. It's like, oh my God, you bet you're so right. It's like, what's this sheen on everything in here? That's the college pudding. You know what I mean?
And there's a weird smell. And every, it doesn't matter.
It's a pudding smell.
You could have candles lit. It's
a pungent pudding, you know? Get,
that's what that Nag Champa is trying to cover up, but it's not working.
What's that?
Incense.
Oh. I hate incense.
I used to love it, but it's not the best anymore for my my sinuses.
Talk about a hacky sack.
So, yeah, everybody's doing drugs. Everybody's, like, being gross. It's college, whatever. And I don't know. It's just
– it's gross.
It's gross. Even his roommates were like, he's, like, grosser than us somehow.
Yeah. But I think the reason they finally thought that is because he was just, like – naked all the time, which is like funny if you're smoking weed, but they were doing psychedelics and stuff. And I feel like, you know, what's worse than like fucking seeing balls on
like
acid?
Getting the wah-wahs while you see a fucking dick with a huge bush.
Like, like some dangling nutsack and like every wah, it's like going back and forth like a fucking... You know, like one of those hallway clocks where it has that big swinging thing at the bottom and it's like, tick, 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 and you're just like, am I high or are those balls hitting? Are they going thigh to thigh? You know? It's like, these balls are fucking sack, sack, sack. It's just, oh, gross. You know what I mean?
Okay, so he got so fucked up.
Yeah.
On drugs, on whatever. Being in this house with these roommates, that he started like boarding up his room and his closets.
Yeah.
And his roommates were like, dude, we're just trying to chill here.
Yeah.
And we're studying and you're just boarding up your room and it's not chill vibe.
No.
Times coming from this room. So can you get the fuck out? And he was like, nope, I am not. And he was just naked, spread eagle, fucking hands behind his head. And they were like, okay, well, somebody needs to go. And he's like, yeah, I guess so. So he literally just stayed there and his roommates moved out because they could not get him to leave.
Oh, my God.
So they all moved out and then he couldn't.
But it's like, okay, it's not even fun. Like, oh, my God, you guys, let's build a fort. It's like,
no.
This is like, I got to, my nutsack, Tweedledee and Tweedledung are telling me I got to. Bored myself in this room.
it was weird. Yeah. Like it was not a cool time.
No. It was not chill.
It wasn't like he was trying to hotbox his room. It was like, I don't know, he just went off the rails.
Oh my God.
So then his roommates move out. He obviously can't hack it alone, you know, paying rent by himself. So he had to move out of this apartment and he had to move back home. Yeah. And they were like, listen, his parents were like, what's going on? And he's like, I think things are bad for me right now.
Which I'm like, this is where I'm like, okay, good on him. You know, like finally he like reached out to someone and was like, things are bad. My like skull is shifting and I shaved my head so that I could see.
Yeah, so that I can make sure my bones don't move in the middle of the
night. Like I'm keeping track of my moving, like, tectonic plate skull.
Yeah.
And they're like, ooh, okay, well, I feel like we can't ignore this.
Yeah, well, and also he at some point along the way, I don't know if it was in high school or college, he got it in his head that he needed more blood in his system.
Yeah.
And this all goes back to his time. Well, it's been an ongoing thing of where he's impotent, where he can't get a boner.
Oh, because it's alleged that he heard, like in health class or something, that like you get a boner when
the
your
blood rushes
penis,
to your penis
fills with blood. Yeah, and he's like, I don't have enough blood.
Yeah, he's like,
that's the problem.
Blood is not going to my penis, therefore I don't have enough blood in my system.
Yeah,
this is like a working theory. I think that
it's his.
Yeah, this is why
stamp TM stamp copyright.
It's not a real thing. No. That's not how this works.
No.
At all. So he wanted to – he got it in his head that he needed more blood in his bloodstream.
Yeah.
So he was trying to get that blood any way he could. He started by drinking like the blood of birds, rabbits, whatever.
Cats. Neighborhood cats.
Yeah. At one point, though, and this is around the time he had moved back in with his parents, he had injected the blood of a rabbit into his veins.
Oh, God.
And got blood poisoning.
Oh, well, yeah.
And had to go to the hospital.
Yeah.
And that's when everything was, and he had already, you know, been on this, he had been going down and down and down. And he was like, I think there's something wrong with me. And then his parents were like, yes, there is definitely something wrong with you. And then he got this blood poisoning situation and was in the hospital and then had to be checked into a psychiatric hospital.
That blood is poison. I see you injected from a rabbit.
That shouldn't be in your veins. It's not the same species.
It's driving you insane.
Yeah, he fucked up big time. Oh yeah, but God. He was just, he, whatever was going on in his head, he just was like, I need to mainline blood into my bloodstream so that I have more blood. What's the fastest way to do that? Putting it in my veins.
I mean, smarter than drinking it.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes more sense.
Sure.
You give yourself a rabbit blood transfusion.
Except that's not how that works. He's lucky he didn't die.
Yeah.
Well, maybe he should have. So, yeah, he's in the psych ward and...
Yeah, did they check... Oh, okay. Did they check him in? They checked him in after this appointment. Or, like, after he almost died. They're like, wait, so how'd this happen? And he's like, oh, like, rabbit blood. I, like, did it my own transfusion. And they're like, red flag. We're going to have you,
come this
we're
going
to institutionalize you just for a hot minute. And he's like, okay.
Yeah.
And no, that's fair.
Yeah. And so he's having a real hard time here.
Yeah.
But good. He's getting help.
Yeah.
He's on medication.
Mm-hmm.
He is diagnosed with schizophrenia and like.
Yeah.
There's, you know, he's getting some care.
Okay, so he's institutionalized. It's 1975. He's 25 years old. He gets his first nickname, Dracula.
Yeah.
How? Well, okay, this is how he gets this nickname. He's, you know how they have car beds? Well, his is shaped like a hearse, and he loves it. And he's like, I'm dead. And people are like, oh, Dracula, you're so funny. No, I'm just kidding.
He was still trying to... drink blood.
He was fucking catching birds on his windowsill, breaking their necks, ripping their heads off, drinking their blood.
Yeah.
And people were like, okay, I'm fucked up, but I'm not that fucked up.
Yeah. It was like a little, like, he was treating these birds like they were like little shots, like just boop.
Or like, remember those little wax bottles that, like, in candy stores where you twist off the top and then you, like, drink the, like, it's just sugar water.
Yeah. Sugar water.
Yeah, he's just treating them like they're little, like, gum. Yeah, yeah, just like those little chocolate filled booze bottles. Yeah. Yeah, little gushers.
Ugh. Oh, God.
And people are seeing this and they're like, that guy needs to leave.
And this is in a psych ward, mind you.
Yeah. Like, meanwhile, he does not need to leave. He needs to stay there indefinitely.
So all the other patients that are there are like, oh, that guy's Dracula. We're going to call him Dracula. So literally that's his nickname for the rest of his life.
Could you imagine being the butt of the joke there? Like, everybody's has shit going on, you know? But but they're all like, no. Like,
this guy.
I know I'm bad, but like, that guy's bad.
Yeah.
Let's all fucking bully him. Yeah. It's bad.
It was all bad. So he's institutionalized and then he gets out.
Yeah, because within a year he had been medicated and actually he started to regain some balance.
Yeah.
They wouldn't just let him out. Yeah. They're like, we're medicating him.
Yeah, this is
what he's doing better. He's stopped killing birds and drinking their blood.
Yeah, we diagnosed him.
Yeah.
We know what's going on with him.
Yeah.
Here's the medication that he needs to take.
Mm-hmm.
And we will now release you.
Yeah.
And he was released into his mother's care because by this time I think his parents had divorced.
Yeah.
And he got home. Hung out with mom for a bit, and she was like, you don't need those pills.
Fucking Dr. Mom.
You have me.
Mother knows best.
Well, he was 25 years old at this point.
Yeah.
And he's very much an adult, and I think, you know, stuff gets weird when you're at home and you're like, maybe you have the, you have wherewithal finally again for yeah. the first time in a long time. And you're like, well, I'm an adult and I don't need help. And it's because you have the medication that you have like this clarity.
Right.
I don't know.
But the thing is, the medication's giving it to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like you fall into your old patterns. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, mom, don't come in here.
Yeah.
I'm naked or whatever. And then it's like, okay, well, I mean, meatloaf, I'll see. Come downstairs in 25 minutes. Also, don't forget to set the table. And yeah. you're like, in all, yeah. And you're just like, honestly, maybe that's how he snapped.
I don't
He's
know.
Just living back at home with his mom.
Probably.
Oh, my God.
But then, yeah, so he gets off his medication and then it's probably weird yeah. at home. And then she's like, you know what? Go get your, Let's have you move into your own apartment.
Yeah, you're fine.
And his parents started to just like he's living on his own. They're paying for his groceries because he can't get a job. Like
yeah.
he's never had a job. He has no ability to function in a workplace,
mm-hmm.
Let alone regulars, like normal everyday life.
Yeah.
And again, not taking his medication.
No.
Diagnosed with schizophrenia. It was being managed, and then it wasn't.
Yeah.
And now he's on his own.
Oh, no.
So.
Well, and at first it was okay because he had some roommates.
Mm.
And then, but the same thing happened probably because he was like, had his dick out all the time, and they were like, I don't like this. So it's like, then he just ends up and he's alone again.
So this is the thing I was noticing when I was doing research
yeah.
on this is, I feel like this man is responsible for people having the attitude that drugs are bad. Like it makes you have mental illness or something.
Oh, yeah.
And this is like such lazy hot takes about all life. People think drugs are bad. Mentally ill people are murderers. And people who leave their doors unlocked deserve to get murdered. Like these are all takes that happen because of this man.
Oh, honestly. Interesting. Like yeah. It's this, like, yeah, don't do drugs. Don't be mentally ill. Yeah. Don't leave your door unlocked.
Yeah. Oops. I'm just saying, like, he kind of set this like very he is like a poster child for all these things that
interesting.
That people have very bad takes about.
I also feel like maybe I'll save this for later. Or okay. I'll save how hot my take is for later.
Okay.
But I do think he definitely, I mean, clearly looking at all of this, his parents failed him. The system failed him. This man, as a child, had a lot of bad things going
yeah.
on. And, like, I'm not saying what he does later is, like, okay. But, you know, it's like clearly this person – everything failed him, and he ended up where he ended up.
Yeah.
He still made some bad decisions. We'll get to those
well,
very quickly.
I mean, he's like a tornado that has a brain.
With fingernails.
Yeah, with fingernails. And he just starts wreaking havoc.
Oh.
So, yeah, he's living on his own with roommates, whatever.
Yeah. But they move out, and then he's just by himself. And it's like, that's not good for someone who is schizophrenic. You know, like there's no one there to kind of help balance.
No.
Yeah.
Or to be kind like, of hey. Kind of ground you sometimes
yeah.
Or notice.
That
yeah.
things are not, that things are going off the rails.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or to call the police.
Hey, there's a lot of dead pets in this person's apartment.
Yeah.
You might want to come over here. No. No one's seeing any of that.
Mm-mm. So he's on his own, sort of.
Yeah.
And I think he like lived with his grandma for a while.
Mm.
That didn't work out so well. He goes back home. Nobody can handle him. I think his mom gave him money for a car.
Yeah.
And
his mom eventually kicked him out.
Yeah.
Because he was like torturing their pets.
Yeah.
And she was like, you can't stay here anymore.
Yeah. So he's.
Which again, wrong response.
Yeah. He's been bouncing around from place to place for a very long time.
Yeah.
This is like, now we're in like the mid 70s here.
Yeah, late 70s.
Yeah, late 70s. He's 27, Seven.
Yeah.
He had a conservatorship that was placed on him, like where his somebody was required to take care of him.
Yeah.
Or to, like, you know, make sure, like, check in on him as much as possible.
Oh, sure, sure. Like Brittany had with her dad.
Yeah, exactly. And that expired when he turned 27, I believe.
Oh, no. It's just a whole mess of things happening at the same time.
Yeah. So he needed to, like, make money somehow because his parents, like, weren't required to keep taking care of him, basically. And so that's when his mom gave him she gave him, like, some money to go up to Washington, Washington State. And she also gave him, or I think she bought him the car. It was a Ford Ranchero wagon.
Oh.
And he like kind of took off to Washington State.
He fucking, and he was doing, like, Ranchero shit.
Yeah.
You know, like the Ranchero stuff.
I don't know what a
I don't know. I think it's a truck.
Ford Ranchero is probably a sweet ass wagon. I mean, it's a wagon.
It's a fucking wagon truck. It's like one of those it's like a Pinto, probably, like, where it looks like
an El Camino.
This should just be a car.
Yeah.
But then someone cut the back off.
Or like when Subaru made the Brat. Remember that one?
No. Da Brat?
Da Brat.
Wait, what's the song she sings? Da Brat. Functified. That's her song.
Will you sing it?
I don't know how it goes, but I know that that's a title. And I feel like she's wearing either a shirt, a hat, or she's holding a cup from In-N-Out in the video. Oh. Like with the palm trees?
Perfect.
Yeah.
Love it.
Oh my God. Funked fat.
Well, this guy, so he has his car.
Yeah.
And he's in Nevada now with his car, driving all around.
Just doing fucking Ranchero shit.
He was in Washington, then he went to Nevada, and he is basically living out of his car, bopping around, and he is stealing dogs.
Oof.
He is going to, like, dog pounds,
like,
and
kill
stuff.
Shelters and shit. Yeah. Just like, I'll adopt this dog.
Yeah. And he's getting these dogs and drinking their blood. Killing them and drinking their blood.
Again, to replenish his blood because he needs to get his dick hard.
Ugh. The worst reason. I mean, never kill a dog.
Like, no, your dick's not worth a dog's life.
We're not even worth a dog's life. Like,
yeah, no.
The best human being on the planet. Dogs are still better.
Agreed.
We don't deserve them.
I held a tiny dog today. It, like, I was in this office and they allowed dogs. And there was, like, a big dog and it was cute and it was sweet and I petted it. But then I went and sat down and this little tiny ass dog runs over to me and just, like, looks at me. And I'm like, I have to pick it up.
Yeah.
Like, it wants me to pick it up. And I picked it up and it just, like, cuddled with me and was, like, scratching its little face and then, like, looking at me and wanting to lick my face. And I was like, what if I put this in my purse right now and take it home? Would anyone know? I wanted to keep it. Aww. It was so cute.
Baby dog.
It looked like a baby Yoda, too. I was like, baby Yoda dog. Me likes. Or however Yoda talks. You know, it's like backward shit. I need more wine. Hang on. We got more wine. We're good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, so he's in Nevada.
Yeah.
He's
doing Ranchero shit.
Doing Ranchero stuff. It's 1977. He is at Pyramid Lake in Nevada. Yeah.
Okay.
Which sounds creepy as fuck. I don't know where this is. It sounds like it's down a real sketchy dirt road in the desert.
It's like a swimming hole.
Yeah. And he gets pulled over by the cops. And in the back of this Ranchero.
Oh, my God.
They find a bucket full of blood.
Oh, my God.
And a bloody liver.
Oh, my God.
And they're like, sir, explain yourself.
He's like, don't touch that liver. That's my liver.
And they're like, where did you get this liver?
And he's like, a cow.
He fucking mutilated a cow.
He did?
Yeah. He ripped he, like, killed a fucking cow.
Oh my God. I thought he just like picked it up at like a fucking butcher's shop or something. But yeah, that makes more sense if he had the blood too.
Yeah, he like killed a fucking cow, ripped its liver out.
Oh my God.
And like put it in a bucket and just had it in his car.
Oh my God. And they tried to arrest him, but they were like, oh wait, let's call this in and see if this is real. And then they're like, oh, it is a cow liver. You're free to go. Red flag. Why is this man driving around in his Ranchero with a cow's liver in the back? You know, it's like, let's ask the hard questions. Why? What is your intent? There are things we need to know about this situation in order to move forward. Do you know what I mean?
That's right.
Nolan asks the hard questions. And honestly, they're not that hard.
Well, and this is
critical
like,
thinking.
Again, this is like a thing that's just not on anybody's radar. To do a psych assessment when you now we I think police officers do that,
but also it's just like what like it's just that thing of like in improv it's like ask if someone presents you with a piece of information that's weird, call it out. I'm sure there's not a lot of people driving around Pyramid Lake with like a cow liver in a bucket in the back of their car. It's like, why do you have this? Like, what? It's okay to ask that question. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's like, you don't look like you're a butcher or a medical professional transporting an organ.
Even if you were wearing a lab coat and it said veterinarian on the side and you were like getting to a transplant, I still would ask the question.
Because you're in a Ranchero.
I don't know.
I still don't know what the fuck this car looks like.
Listen, I think it looks
like... I'm not
like,
a car person.
Remember that Aztec?
Yeah.
Or I think it looks like the Baja.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
That was like what the brat looks like.
Yeah, but it's like, what the fuck? What? It's like, just ask. It's okay.
I mean...
Right?
Cops... he's another white person. You know what
I
mean?
Yeah, he's
like,
a white dude. Ooh.
They're like,
here's the key.
Hey.
Although he was like gross and dirty.
Yeah, it was like past the time of hippies though. So yeah. I don't know. We're creeping up on the 80s. Everybody looked really fucking rough in the 70s. You know? Even the cops.
Everybody looked like they were in a porno. They had that mustache.
And gross sideburns. Everybody was like just very unkempt.
Everybody had like... that thing where they don't trim their mustache and it hangs
goes in
into
their mouth
and it's all like yellow with food in it.
Everybody
and it's like,
was musty.
It's like, trim your mustache, put out your incense.
Ugh. And they just are like talking with a cigarette in their mouth, like, and it's just like bopping up and down all the fucking time.
And they have like one dead tooth.
Yeah, everybody had a fifth of fucking Jack in their pocket. Like,
yeah.
It's just, bleh.
And they're all fucking each other because it's the 70s and it's like, think better of yourself.
Yeah, nobody cared. Everybody was like, you got a fucking liver? Hey, how are you going to cook that liver tonight?
Hey, I got some onions in the back of my truck.
I love a good liver and onions.
Wait, do you?
No, God,
oh,
no.
Oh, I thought you did.
I do like pate, though. Okay. But anyway, so nothing happens.
I think it tastes like a skin mark.
Oh, I love it. They let him go. And this motherfucker then goes out and buys a gun. Like, right after this.
Honestly, it's like, I mean, I guess he's a white dude, so he's like, hey, I feel like, they're like, fill out this form. He's like, I'm dead. Can I has gun? And they're like, what do you mean you're dead? And he's like, I don't know, I feel dead. And they're like, oh, you should have a gun.
They're like, oh, cool.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering, just needed a little more clarification.
Got it. Oh, my God.
So he gets a gun.
Yeah.
And he's like, I think I might need to kill somebody.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So December of 1979, he killed his first victim. We're getting to the killings now.
Oh,
I've been
finally.
Putting it off for a long time.
Yeah, we don't want to do that.
So he literally just drives by this house and there's a guy getting groceries out of the car and he just shoots him and kills him. This man's name was Ambrose Griffin.
Yeah.
He literally just, like, drive by.
Yeah, he was just, like, psychologists later would say, like, oh, that's how, like, serial killers test the waters. They do, they do some fucked up shit, but it's not fully what their pattern will emerge to be. It's like little baby steps. It was like a baby step. And they just shot this guy. His whole family was home. He was like, help me. And they're like, oh my God. And like, it was, it just was like a drive-by.
Yeah.
And he left. He didn't stay. He didn't try and get blood or anything. He just left.
I don't even know if he knew that he killed him. I think he
it was like, he just was like, pew, pew, and like went.
Yeah, he knew he shot this man, but he didn't know what actually happened.
Yeah.
Well, this man died, and then – so that was his first, like – I mean, he had been escalating for a long time, honestly.
Oh, yeah.
His baseline was just drinking blood, whatever. And then he got a gun and really – it escalated. Things
– I get it because it's like – he was killing animals up until this point, and it's like they only have so much blood. And also, it's probably pretty hard to kill and drain a cow like on a regular basis, or like a big animal.
Yeah,
I mean, not if you live in Sacramento, because
I mean,
or like this was, or Nevada. Even Nevada, because it's like
I don't know.
Well, it's like there's like farms and shit.
Yeah,
but you know, ranchers, actual ranchers, not just ranchero owners, come out, you know, with their shotgun and like, what are you
get
doing
on my property?
And then it's scary, so he's like, oh fuck. But anyway, I could see why it would escalate to a human, because you're like, oh, the vault, there's more volume of
I feel though, like,
than a kitten or a puppy.
He was testing the waters. He wanted to see like what was gonna happen when he shot somebody with a gun. And he found out real quick. So then a couple weeks later.
Literally 2 weeks later.
He tried to break into somebody's house.
Yeah. A woman's house.
He tried to enter this woman's house. He tried her front door first, then her windows, then her back door. But she was standing at the back door because she heard somebody like fucking trying to get in her house. And she was just standing there.
Looking in his eyes.
Dude, this is literally one of my worst fears.
That you'd hear something and like pull the blinds open and someone's just there looking at you. Oh my God. Same.
Worst fear.
Oh my God.
And he's just standing.
I've had nightmares of that.
I hate it. I don't even want to think about it because.
Like someone's far away. Like you peek through the blinders and someone's far away. And then you're like, oh my God, did I just see that? And then you peek through them again and they're right there.
Fuck that. I don't like that.
Oh my God.
So this woman. Sees him trying to break into her house, but
no,
and then he just walks away.
He takes off.
Which
okay, this is wild to me, because like later he would tell police or whatever doctors that he talked to that he didn't like try harder to get into this woman's house, and some other houses that he tried to break into where like the doors were locked, because he felt like that was a sign that that wasn't the house he was supposed to break into.
Yeah,
because
he was a quote-unquote vampire.
Yeah, because he was a vampire and, like, you have to
be invited
in.
He wasn't welcomed in. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, but here's what, like, this – let this, like, serve as a reminder to lock your doors. And here's my hot take slash rant.
Okay.
Because I never understood people who, like, would brag about, like, quote-unquote living in a place where we don't have to lock our doors. Like, you have to lock your doors wherever you are, because there are some fucked up people like this fucking Richard Chase, the vampire of Sacramento.
Also, just like announcing that to like the general public.
Oh, yeah. It's like, oh, hi. If I'm like a tourist fucking robber just like making my way through this town, if I'm like a sticky bandit.
Making my way down to. Sorry.
If I'm like fucking Vanessa Carlton, but like a fucking Joe Pesci version of Vanessa Carlton, and I'm like casing places that I want to break into later, and you're like, oh, and like I feel so safe here because like I don't have to lock my doors at night. No, bitch, lock your doors at night, lock them during the day, lock them all the time, because, okay, not everybody's a Richard Chase, but guess what? Teenagers are awful.
As an ex-shitty teenager, I can confirm this.
Okay, Aaron can confirm this. I cannot. I was a perfect angel. Angel, whispering angel. That's what we're drinking right now. It's like bougie ass rosé. But like, teens will break into your house.
Oh yeah,
they will come for your oxy. Now that weed's legal, they'll come for your weed because they don't have the money to buy like the good stuff. You know what I mean? They'll take your grandmother's jewelry, and they might even take your like fucking Polaroid to take their fucking hipster ass pictures to take pictures of, and then post to Instagram. You know what I mean? Like, teenagers are shitty. So if anything, lock your doors to keep the teens out.
Yeah.
And that includes your own teens.
Yeah.
Oh. If they don't have a key, they're sleeping outside.
Like, you can make major money developing a liquor cabinet that actually keeps teens out. Like with a fingerprint.
Like a safe room?
Yeah.
Like it's like a safe room, but it has alcohol in it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like a wine
retina
cellar,
scanner.
A wine cellar that also doubles as a bomb slash safe room.
Love it.
Bomb shelter slash safe room.
Yeah, yeah. Oh my God.
Ugh. But money.
Yeah, but there's wine in it.
Yeah.
And well, probably and cheese and cracker. Like it has that and pate or whatever.
You keep a mini fridge in there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it has, but
you
it
think
has.
I haven't thought about this? Also, tornado shelter.
Any emergency shelter.
Any emergency. Emergency drinking, emergency tornado.
Oh my God. If you have a bad party, you just like go lock yourself in there.
Well, I don't want to get trapped in there.
No, no. Well, you wouldn't get trapped. You can get yourself out.
That's true.
But like you can keep an eye on the party, and when everyone's finally left, you can
put
emerge.
Like a video.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
you have to have
monitors.
A video. Yeah,
yeah. Okay.
Have you ever seen the movie Panic Room with
Case right.
Two?
No, I have. Yeah.
Yeah, you have to have a whole video system. You have to have your insulin in there if you're diabetic, like she was in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you have to have everything. You should probably have like a coat or a sweater in there.
Yeah.
You know,
like a sleeping bag, a change of clothes.
Yeah, a toilet.
A toilet.
Like a camping toilet.
Yeah, yeah.
Or
yeah.
Actually, install like a legit plumbing toilet.
So
in
just
there.
A house within a house.
Like a studio apartment within the house.
Oh my God.
All right.
Well, so
let's get to the bad part.
I don't
Do you want
to.
Me to do it? I'll do it.
Okay, yeah, you do it. I can't.
This is like a month, literally almost exactly a month after he killed within the drive by Ambrose Griffin. Okay, January 23rd, 1978. The sack pyre. Okay.
This.
Richard Chase broke into Teresa Wallen's house and he shot her 3 times almost immediately. He killed her very quickly. And that's the best part because what he does next is so fucking awful.
Yeah.
We're not going to get into it because we don't want to be like super gory. But he ends up basically, once she's dead, he cuts off one of her nipples. He disembowels her on her own bed and he stabs her organ so much that her like abdomen cavity fills up with blood so he could scoop it out and drink it. Bitch, why? It's gross. And then he also like buckets some of her blood and then he takes it home with him. Also, they would find that he molested her body with his floppy D, which is like honestly upsetting because it's like it doesn't even work. Why are you like mushing it into her corpse?
But maybe it did.
Oh, at that moment.
At that moment.
Oh, fair.
I don't know.
That's true. This is where, okay, there's one more awful detail. I'm just going to say it very quickly, but this is where, like, up until now, I can kind of, like, sympathize with him in a way where it's like he has these fucked up demons inside of him and they're like, you need to drink blood. You know, like, that's, like, always been his story since he was, like, very young. And, like, everything he's done that's bad has been to serve this purpose, which is to, like, fill up his blood. He needs more blood. He needs more blood.
Yeah.
He thinks he's going to die. He needs more blood. Like, I get it.
He thinks he'll never get an erection again.
Yeah.
He needs more blood.
Yeah. Or, like, can't get one, period. Mm-hmm. And so if he gets more blood, he'll have one. All of this is, like, a driving narrative. I understand. This is where things go off the rails and I lose any, like, I have barely any sympathy for him. Don't get me wrong. But, like, this is where I completely lose it, and I'm like, what a piece of shit. Because he literally goes out to the front yard, picks up some dog shit, and puts it in this woman's poor dead mouth.
Ugh. Why?
I don't know. That's where I'm like, okay, this guy's disgusting. And it has nothing to do with the blood, and this is where I'm like, okay, he just, like, fucking veered. He veered into, like, oh, I'm just a serial killer. It's not even like, oh, I have mental issues. It's like, I'm just a serial killer at this point.
It's just chaotic. Like he is the definition of a chaotic, unorganized killer. Like he none of it makes any sense. I mean, there are patterns, but it's not anything that makes the things he does like within the scope of the victim, like none of it makes any sense. And it doesn't like why did he stab her that many times? Like, why did he, you know what I mean? Like,
I think that's to get the blood out because all your organs have so much blood in them.
Yeah, but it's just like all these people were random. Like, yeah. It was just whoever had their, whoever's door was unlocked. And it was like, did he, like, what was the, there was no
plan. Rhyme or reason. Well, and this is where I'm like, okay, yeah, he wasn't like a super methodical serial killer where he would like take the time to kill his victims. It wasn't about that. No. He just would kill them and then use their body for their blood. But also like it wasn't like a clean, yeah, like what you're saying, it was very chaotic. It wasn't like a clean way of mm-hmm. like gathering the blood or like mm-hmm. he didn't harvest their organs and take them. Like it was just like very messy and like we're not giving a ton of details. I don't want this to be like awful.
Yeah.
On January 27th, so that's 4 days later, mm-hmm. he committed his final murders. Cause,
wait, one more thing about the...
I know, I didn't want to say that, but we can say it.
No, yeah. It's okay. The woman that he killed... what was her name? Teresa Wallen.
Yeah.
She was pregnant.
Yeah.
Very, very early.
Like 6 weeks or something.
But she probably would have known she was pregnant.
And her husband found her, which is awful.
Awful, awful, awful.
Okay. Well, we said it. Yeah. Okay. So 4 days later, he committed what would be his final murders when he broke into the home of Evelyn Maroth. So we're not going to go through the specifics again because he basically did the exact same thing to Evelyn that he did to the previous woman, Teresa. Mm-hmm. Teresa.
He like walked in.
He shot her and then did all the same things to her body.
Yeah.
Like we don't need to repeat it.
No.
And so, but what's more fucked up is that there was more than one person home and he also killed everyone else. So he ran into her friend who had stopped by, Danny Meredith, and he shot him. And then he also found Evelyn's 6-year-old son and 22-month-old nephew and he killed them as well. It was bad, but at some point he was interrupted because a neighbor kid knocked on the door and it scared him and he fled the scene shortly after with, again, a bucket of blood from Evelyn and the body of the nephew.
The baby.
That he had killed, yeah.
22 months old.
Oh, my God. A baby. He, like, yeah, he could carry the baby out.
That's only a couple months older than Jack.
Oh, my God.
That's, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's almost 2 years old.
Yeah.
And then Danny's car. He, like, took the keys from the guy from the guy's body, and they left. So, obviously, it's, like, so upsetting. The one – this isn't even silver lining, but, like, the one thing that ended up being, like, I guess – a positive of it was that it did give the police a lot to work with because literally both the crime scenes of these women were so
similar.
Mm-hmm. There were so many patterns and there were so similarities. They showed both crime scenes showed matching shoe prints because he wore the same shoes at both crime scenes and he stepped in on the blood because there was a ton of blood because he was like bathing in it and like putting it on his face and drinking it and putting it in the bucket. And then also the bucket prints were the same. He had like brought the same bucket to both crime scenes. And then also like the things he did and where he stabbed the women and where he didn't stab the women was the same.
Interesting.
So like there were a lot of things that they could say, oh, this is, you know, very similar. We can tie these scenes together, essentially. Yeah,
because it was so fucking heinous. Like, it was shocking.
So,
like,
oh my God, like, just disgusting.
Like, you could tell that this was not a thing of, like, where it was, like, a crime of passion from somebody who knew these women. Like,
no, because people would not get, like, fucking Murder Town on those bodies. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. If it's like, oh, I caught them cheating or whatever. Those crimes are like, you do it and then you immediately regret it. This guy was like, oh, and now I gotta, like, fuck this body up so I can get more blood and I'm gonna drink it and I'm gonna, like, luxuriate in it and I'm gonna do a face mask
like,
with it.
He was killing these people for a purpose to get the blood from them, basically.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he, yeah, it was... And just the way he did it was just so heinous and but also so random that, like, people were, like, freaked the fuck out. And the police were like, okay, we have all this information now that we have, like, we have this murder and we have this murder. These are related. They have to be.
Yeah.
There's no fucking way they can't be. But people were freaked the fuck out.
Oh, my God. I would be.
I mean, the fact that... So the baby was missing. Like, they knew that there had been a baby there.
Yeah.
But they assumed the baby was dead because there was like blood in the crib, and it was like so heinous. Like every, like a 6-year-old kid was shot without any kind of, you know, it, and it wasn't like, you know, you can, you watch movies and it's like hitmen, like kill, like wipe out an entire family.
Yeah.
Well, this was not that because of the way, like there was no, you know, people weren't just like shot in the head and left. It was like, this woman was so completely defiled that it was obviously something very deranged. Whereas like a hitman is just like a this is a professional job.
It's only because like, you saw. Yeah, it's like because there can't be any witnesses. It's not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like that would be the only reason why like a 6-year-old kid would be shot in the head. You know what I mean? Like,
well, and I think they found evidence that he like fucked with maybe the baby. Like there was like brain matter or something. Ugh. In the bathtub.
Yeah,
it's bad. It's really bad. I don't want to talk about it. No, it's not good. I don't like it. I don't like it.
I hate it.
But he took the baby's body with him.
He took the baby's body with him. And so there was like a huge search underway for this baby. Everybody was freaked out. Like,
yeah.
And I mean, the police were like, this baby's not alive anymore.
Right. Yeah.
But it was so heinous that people were freaking the fuck out, and everybody was kind of like, who could be doing this? There's a literal monster on the loose.
Yeah.
The police were like, have you seen anyone suspicious? And there was actually really good police work done. I know in a lot of these cases we, I don't know, kind of like rag on police because there's like the fucking hot dog squad's out in full effect. And you're just like, these motherfuckers. But like these ones were good.
And they were a lot of rookies.
Yeah, they were like I think some of the guys had like done FBI profiling classes. Like they'd taken classes to figure out like, or to like learn how to mentally profile, like the profile.
Yeah, psychologically profile.
I can't
talk. Yeah, psychological profiling, which going back to Mindhunter, this is just becoming a thing with the FBI.
Yeah.
And so they were like, we need to come up with a profile of this person. Okay, what do we know from them?
And yeah, this is all very cutting edge. Yeah. Like, nobody had really done this before.
Yeah, and they're like,
trying to find a killer.
Oh, it's like a white male. It's, you know, someone who probably has some sort of personality or, like, you know, a mental disorder. It's someone who is, you know, maybe like sexually frustrated at all. They like started laying out all these things that were true of Richard Chase.
Yeah.
Because they put the work in and they could like see what was going on.
I mean, they narrowed it down pretty much to a T with him.
He's been like a McDonald's fucking
triad. Yeah.
Triad. Yeah. Powerball winner.
Yeah.
he did. Yeah. Like it's all the things. And they weren't able to find him in the system. Like, there weren't great fingerprints. There weren't, and even if there were fingerprints that they were finding, he wasn't in the system because, for whatever reason, I mean, he hadn't technically committed a crime before. So, there was, right before he broke into the first woman's home, he had stopped at a convenience store. Oh, P.S. He had, like, broken into some other people's homes, but, like, gotten caught in the midst of it and didn't end up killing anyone and, like, technically got away with it. Like, no one could pinpoint him. So he had, like, right before he started killing people, like, he had been doing, like, fucked up ranchero shit. You know what I mean? And
He like broke into somebody's house. They caught him and they like chased him around
like
the house.
A couple caught him. Like he broke into another person's home and like a woman was there and she like freaked out on him and like he left. Like he got spooked a couple of times and also slash caught and like couldn't carry out what was gonna happen.
I wonder, did he have his gun at the time? Maybe that's why he got the gun.
Oh, I'm not sure. That's a good question.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. But he was, like, definitely, like, ramping up.
Yeah.
So shortly before he tried breaking into that woman's home where, like, or he tried to break into that woman's home where he, like, made eye contact and left.
Uh-huh.
He stopped at a convenience store or like a little market, like a little town market, and he ran into someone he knew from high school, a woman. And the only – so she remembered this very vividly because she was like super on edge when she ran into him because he was very dirty, smelly. He looked gaunt. He was like very thin and just like sickly looking, probably because he's like fucking eating blood. Yeah. You know what I mean? But also he had like very terrible social skills because he walked up to her and he was like, oh, hey, like Denise, what, I don't know what her name was, but like, Denise, what's up? Remember me, Richard from high school. And she was like, oh, hey, yeah. Like, what's up? How are you? And he's like, good. Remember that boyfriend you had in high school that died on a motorcycle?
Jesus fucking Christ. And
she was like, what? Like something to that effect, you know? He's like, oh, like, were you with him that night or whatever? And she's like, no. And he's like, oh, okay, okay. Huh. Well, what are you doing right now? You know? And like, she's like, what? I'm leaving. And she like gets in her car.
He like was trying to get a ride from her.
Yeah. He's like, can I get a ride to this like party or whatever? And she's like, no. And he like literally reached over and tried to open the passenger side door, but she had locked it.
And she like.
And she just fucking peeled off. She's like.
I'm going up to her hometown this weekend and I just like,
oh, you're going to see one. Someone's going to try and get in your car, be like, this is going to be the moment where they're like, cute baby. And they touch your baby and you're like, excuse me. Like, don't touch my baby. Yeah. You know what I mean?
He'll bite your fucking finger off and eat it.
Your baby?
And drink your blood.
Oh, good. No. Tell them that.
But, you know, it's just like, I can envision this entire scenario. And it is so fucking creepy and so scary.
And they smell like period farts because there's like blood. Period farts smell like burning because it's like blood and then a fart. But it's like a gross fart.
Because your asshole hair is because your ass is coming out.
But also you're bleeding out of your cooter and it like the smell rubs on there. And it's like it like is an angel's whisper.
It's a devil's whisper.
Wait, who was the devil angel? Lucifer.
Lucifer.
A Lucifer fart.
Yeah, the Lucifart.
Bitch. Oh my God. Yeah, Lucifer.
A Lucifer.
Oh my God. Okay, where were we? Oh yeah, you're going up there this weekend.
Who cares?
Just avoid anyone you knew in high school.
I know.
Okay, so she was like fully on edge and she was like, ugh. And it like made an impact because it sent probably chicken skin up her back. And she was like, oh my God, I hate this. So then, P.S., her father-in-law is a cop and is like at dinner one Sunday night and they're like doing family shit. And he's like, oh man, like there's this guy, he's disgusting, but we've created a psychological profile of him. And he's this evil dude. We think this, that, and the other. Man, I hope we find this guy. And she's like,
wait a second.
You know, that's weird. Oh, because P.S., neighbors had been like, oh, I've seen like a scraggly ass hippie looking dude who's like super gaunt and pale and looks malnourished because he just drinks blood. And he's been wearing an orange jacket with like doo-doo on it. And then she's like, oh, an orange jacket. A psychological profile of like a skinny white guy. And he looks fucked up. Oh my, and he smells. Oh my God.
That's not doo-doo. It's blood. Doo-doo. It's blood.
Doo-doo. This is blood, baby. You know?
Yeah.
And then it's like, and then she's like, oh my God, that is Richard Chase. I went to high school with him. I saw him one day. He was wearing an orange coat. It was covered in brown stains, which is what blood looks like when it's dry.
Yeah.
That's this guy. And they're like, oh my God. So they go to his apartment. They arrest him.
And his apartment is a fucking horror show, first of all.
It is one big period stain. It's blood.
It's like that scene from It where she's in the bathroom and there's just blood everywhere.
Oh my God. It's like that scene from The Shining where the elevator doors don't even open yet and there's already blood coming through and then they open and it's like a fucking wave of blood, only he's drank half of it and the other half has absorbed into the walls, the carpet, the fucking linoleum, the grout. He has a sleeping bag in the living room. It's wet with blood.
Yuck.
It is...
Jesus.
So disgusting. There's a blender. Ugh, I can't.
Yeah, we're not gonna.
Okay, anyway, there's bloody everything everywhere. He's been making blood protein smoothies.
Blood margaritas.
Blood Aritas. Bloody Ritas.
Bloody Ritas.
He's been making fucking.
Bloody Marys. Oh, fuck. God damn it.
Yeah, he's been making Bloody Marys. It's bad. Anyway, they're like, he's our guy. Go to jail.
Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. You're fucking in jail.
Also, he weighs like 90 pounds because the only thing he's been eating is like bloody remains of animals and humans now because he finally figured out how to kill people. Why am I? I'm playing with Velcro and I'm sorry if it sounds creepy. I just threw it.
Yeah, and they find evidence connecting him to all the to the murders that he just committed.
He did it. He did everything. And he confessed to it later.
And he confessed to it. He verified where he put the baby's body. Like, he explained, like, how he stabbed these women.
Oh, my God. He had parts in his fridge. Like animal parts mostly, but also human parts.
And all the cops that worked on this case had to have major therapy afterwards.
I need therapy after this.
Dude, man. I did not like it. It's rough.
Was he? Did he have the death penalty?
So he was when the cops figured out who.
Yeah.
They arrest him. He goes to jail. He is immediately put on death row.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And so he's on death row for a few years, and his fellow inmates are like, "Holy fucking shit!" They find out what he's done. They find out he killed a baby
and they
killed
him.
A child. No.
Oh.
And they I mean, they abused him. They definitely, threw piss on him all the time. Any chance they could get, they would tell him to kill himself.
Oh.
So he eventually – so he was, like, in the psych part of the jail.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he was getting antidepressants, and he saved up a ton of antidepressants and overdosed on them and killed himself.
Okay.
But he was on death row. He was supposed to be put to death. He was, like, I guess, like, supposed to be put to death by the gas chamber, which is fucking gnarly. But his fellow inmates were like, you should just kill yourself.
Oh,
like,
my
you're
God.
Gonna die anyway. Like,
yeah.
And so he did. He overdosed, and that was that.
Oh, my God.
So I think he was in San Quentin. I think, yeah.
I can't imagine, though, like, there is a part of me that's, like, very sad because, like, what if at some point he was medicated to a good point and then realize like what he did.
I think that is kind of what happened.
Which makes me sad. Because it's like if he wasn't in control, you know?
I don't know, man.
I don't know. I mean, it's still fucked up, but it's like, I don't know. It's so, this kind of stuff is so
he
wild.
Killed a baby.
But then it's like who that is a serial killer doesn't have mental issues. You know what I mean? Like clearly in order to kill a human not under combat, which is like a different, you know, like,
or in your own self-defense,
or
yeah.
in self-defense, like, or like with a reason, like because you have to, who that is a killer doesn't have issues, you know what I mean?
I know.
It's like they all have issues. Otherwise, they wouldn't be killing fucking people, you know? So it's a wild time. And this was very sad and gross.
I hated this.
Why did we do this?
I don't know.
Honestly, because I messed up. I got the wrong topic. Well, we'll do that next week. It'll be hopefully more lighthearted.
It's going to be heavily edited. No, it's so fine. It's fine.
I'm slurring at this point.
Yep.
I can barely talk, but I have so much wine.
Until next time. You know what? hope you still like the podcast after this.
DTFU podcast everywhere. Dude, this was fucked up, you know what I mean?
God,
dude, this was fucked up.
We're drunk.
Time to go to the bar and get french fries.
All right. Thank you so much for listening.
Have a good day.
Yeah, you know what, be excellent to yourself
and each other. Bye.
Bye. Yeah. I hate myself.
We'll cut it all out. Bye.
Bye.